The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 on your FM dial, KGVM.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall, and I'm going to play you some music here, sitting in for Ruth for Radio Hangouts. Get you up to the 6 o'clock hour in Democracy Now. And before I jump into everything, I want to thank an underwriter here, let you know about some upcoming events, and hear today's episode of Human Capital. KGVM is grateful for the support of the Stand Up Pop-Up. And what the hey? The Stand Up Pop-Up turns 1 year old. That's right, it's their birthday show, coming up on the 27th of June, 6 p.m. start at Opry Brewing at 1216 West Lincoln. They'll be doing a gift exchange. You're invited to bring a small gift. Maybe don't go crazy. Maybe a small jar of pickles, a pack of pens, toothpaste, or a notebook. And they'll do an exchange halfway through the show. June's edition of the Stand Up Pop-Up, Bozeman's early evening short format stand-up comedy showcase, features a kaiju monster of a lineup. This month sees the triumphant return of Kane O'Neill from Butte and Aubrey Juden of Missoula to join forces with Bozeman mainstays Will Laws and Kyle Kulseth. You can join them for a roaring evening of belly laughs. As always, good beer, good laughs, and good times. The show may contain mature material. That's the Stand-Up Pop-Up 1-Year Anniversary, Saturday, June 27th at 6 p.m. at Opry Brewing. On Friday, June 26th, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Gallatin Labor Temple, the Gallatin Park Central Labor Council and the Montana AFL-CIO are hosting a cookout to celebrate our working community. Food and drinks will be provided. All union members, family, and friends are invited to join. That's the Gallatin Park Central Labor Council AFL-CIO cookout to celebrate our working community at the Labor Temple on Friday, June 26th, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Wyoming man was videoed tossing, kicking, and stabbing a coyote to death in a controversial video that went viral last week. Aaron Snyder of Riverton, Wyoming, says that the video is a very bad optic and has apologized that the incident was caught on video, but hasn't apologized for torturing and killing the coyote. A private investigator sent the video to news outlets last week, and the video and accompanying information were also sent to wildlife agencies and animal welfare groups in Wyoming and several other states. The video takes place in a winter landscape and begins with Snyder reaching under some sagebrush and grabbing the coyote by its tail while someone else takes video. There's blood on the ground near the sagebrush. Snyder pulls the coyote out from under the bush by the tail and flings it several yards. The coyote tries to run, but its mobility is compromised. Snyder pursues the coyote, catches up to it, and kicks it in the head. The coyote then apparently barks and falls over on its side. Snyder produces a knife, circles the prone animal, and stabs the coyote in the front shoulder and chest area. Then he kicks the animal again and taps it on the head with the knife's blade, while the coyote raises its head with its mouth open, looking at him. The video was sent to news outlets and wildlife officials by a private investigator, Reese Sokaroff, who said he was hired by a client, remaining anonymous, to look into the incident. Response to the coyote video has been overwhelmingly negative. Some hunters and animal welfare advocates have condemned the depicted actions as unethical and cruel. Snyder says he was hunting coyotes in Texas during an ice storm a few years ago. In the video, Snyder is seen stabbing the coyote in the shoulder area. Prior to the video starting, Snyder said, "When I got to it, the coyote, it wasn't dead. Pulled it out of a brush pile, kicked its legs out from under it, stabbed it, you know, it was growling at me. I kicked it again." After seeing Snyder's video on Monday, Paul Ulrich, president of the Wyoming Sportsmanship Group, said, "It's encouraging to see somebody admit they made a mistake. He certainly notes that it's bad optics, and it is. But at its heart, what's in the coyote video is just bad behavior. It's cruel and the antithesis of a clean kill," Ulrich said. He added that he found Snyder's apology lacking. He didn't apologize so much as he excused it, and added that in the original video, Snyder appears to be unnecessarily cruel to the coyote with relish. After the video was made public, the Born Primitive Outdoor Clothing and Gear Company announced that it had fired Snyder. Born Primitive Outdoor supports ethical hunting and holds itself and its partners to that standard, the company said. The behavior shown in the video involving Aaron Snyder does not align with that standard. As a result, Aaron Snyder is no longer an employee of Born Primitive. Aaron Snyder says that he accepts his termination as a result of his actions. Bozeman has received an award for Best Residential Architecture of 2026. The American Institute of Architects awards winners of its 2026 AIA Housing Awards to recognize projects that showcase how beauty, safety, sustainability, and comfort can come together. The AIA Housing Award 2026 honored Bozeman Co-Housing in Bozeman, Montana by Studio Co Plus Hab. The Bozeman Co-Housing Project is the first net-zero energy co-housing community in the United States and Montana's first co-housing development. Designed in collaboration with its future residents, the 43-home community integrates compact, high-performance dwellings with shared spaces. The Bozeman Co-Housing Project is on a pedestrian-oriented site that prioritizes walkability and achieves all-electric, net-zero energy performance through passive design and efficient systems. The project in Bozeman was built during the COVID-19 pandemic amid rising construction costs and supply chain challenges. The Bozeman Co-Housing Project won the AIA Award with its sustainability, affordability, and social model in a development model that now can be replicated. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
All right. It's going to be a rocking time down at the Labor Temple this weekend. There's that cookout for labor celebration on Friday that you heard about. That's out in the parking lot. And inside will be the first night at NARFest. It kicks off, doors open at 6. I think the music starts a little before 7. It'll kick off with J.K. Spesh. I have to admit, I haven't seen or heard them yet, so I'm excited to hear a new Bozeman band. Then Reach for Grabtar, Icarus, Cowboy Fight Club. And the first night will end up with Witch Bitch. You know that's going to be a rockin' night. And then Saturday, doors at 2:30. I think music kicks off at 4 o'clock with Bullet Train to Butte. And, I think Ocean Lee kicks things off on Saturday. Then Pillowcase, Cable Club, Tiny Iota, Almost Empathy, Brother Venus, Gooch Slam, Sunbather Die, Hot Milk and the Flower Palettes, and we'll wrap up with Shticky from Up in the Flathead. Whew. That's a long day of music. It's going to be a great one, though, so I hope you'll come out and check things out at the Labor Temple, which is KGVM's home. We're in the basement. The studios are just downstairs from the room where all the music goes on. So anyway, I better get to playing some music, speaking of that. And I was just randomly scrambling because I realized the show was coming up imminently and I hadn't figured out some music, and I saw a cut by Rory Gallagher, and this is a musician that I haven't listened to a lot. One of the great, I think, and really undersung guitar players. He was from Ireland, and really a fantastic guitar player. So I thought I'd play one of his to kick us off called Bad Penny. And then another Irish guitar player, Gary Moore. I first heard him playing the blues on this album, Still Got the Blues, but of course, he was in Skid Row in the late 60s, and then he played in Thin Lizzy. He played metal. I've got a solo or a Gary Moore band recording that was a pretty hardcore metal album. And so he's done a lot of different things. I'm going to play you Still Got the Blues, the title cut from his album from 1990. And then, of course, I'm going to play you some Edge with U2. Off of their album Rattle and Hum, When Love Comes to Town, and B.B. King guests on this one. I love this song. So we'll kick things off with Rory Gallagher and Bad Penny. We'll be right back.
so easy to give my heart away. But I found out the hard way, there's a price you have to pay. I found out that love was no friend of mine. I should have known time after time. So long, it was so long ago, but I've still got the blues. To be so easy to fall in love again, but I found out the hard way, it's a road that leads to pain. I found that love was more than just a game, playing to win, but you lose. Still got the blues for you. So many years since I've seen your face, but here in my heart there's an we'll be right back.
little U2 with B.B. King there, When Love Comes to Town. I think that's an interesting study in different approaches to the guitar, The Edge and B.B. King. Anyway, before that I played Gary Moore, Still Got the Blues, and Rory Gallagher with Bad Penny kicking things off. Some great Irish guitarists there. I want to thank you for tuning in this afternoon. It's a beautiful afternoon out there in the Bozeman area on this 23rd day of June. We're at about 24 minutes after 5 o'clock here, and I want to thank another one of our underwriters and hear about today's climate connections. KGVM is thankful for the support of Bozeman Cottage Vacation Rentals. They have 25 years of experience putting up your friends and family in a full range of historic to modern homes, most within 5 blocks of downtown Bozeman. Bozeman Cottage Vacation Rentals offers friendly, convenient, distinctive lodging for locals and visitors alike. You can find them on the web at bozemancottage.com and contact them via email at info@bozemancottage.com. Bozeman Cottage Vacation Rentals, your home away from home in our hometown.
The Valley of the Flowers Project's Bring Your Own Bag for Change, or BYO Bag for Change, is making a difference in Bozeman one bag at a time. Participating stores give a 5-cent reusable bag refund, which customers then have the option of donating to local causes. The current grant recipient is Gallatin Valley Farm to School through January 31st, 2020. BYO Bag for Change can currently be found at Hebe's, Great Rocky Mountain Toy Company, Joe's Parkway, Dari Rasa, and Bridger Animal Nutrition, with Rose Hours joining in February 2020. Help Bozeman become better, not just bigger. Take the simple step to sustainability of BYO Bag for Change. You can ask the manager at your favorite store to join the BYO Bag for Change community, a community that cares.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Ryan Reed is from the Karuk, Hoopa, and Yurok tribes in California. Growing up, he learned how his people long used intentional fire to keep landscapes healthy.
But we were never able to actually go out and do those things.
In the early 1900s, states and the Forest Service began mandating that all fires be suppressed, effectively outlawing indigenous fire practices. The Forest Service has since reversed those policies, but their legacy remains. Many areas are overgrown with trees and brush that fuel severe fires, and the risks are growing as the climate warms. In 2020, after a deadly wildfire near his home, Reed became a wildland firefighter with the Forest Service, a job he held for 4 summers. He says at times it felt contradictory.
Fighting fire for an agency that have historically marginalized and oppressed my people.
But he wanted to help keep people safe. And now he's tackling the root of the problem by helping reduce the risk of intense fires. He co-founded Fire Generation Collaborative, a youth-led organization. The group educates people on the beneficial uses of fire and advocates for indigenous land management practices to build a more resilient future for all. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right, going to keep going here. It seems like I've gotten sucked into the guitar player hole today. And next up, another kind of maybe a little underrated guitar player. I think he was really good, but didn't live for long enough to really make as many waves as he should have. Paul Kossoff was one of the founding members of the band Free. I was just thinking about that name. It's like you couldn't name your band Free now because you have to have a name that people can find when they do searches for you, and I just think that would be a difficult thing if your name was Free. So, but they were a pretty big band for a while in the late 60s, early 70s. Of course, when they broke up, Paul Rodgers and Simon Kirk, the singer and drummer, went on to form Bad Company. Kossoff went on and formed another band called Backstreet Crawler, but he died at the age of 25 from a pulmonary embolism, so he didn't stick around long enough to really get the accolades that maybe he should have. But I should probably have tried to find a different song, but I'm going to play you All Right Now. And I love that song. It just feels like a song that really maybe goes well with today. Going to follow it up with Cut by Tin Machine off of their debut album. Reeves Gabrels was the guitar player along with David Bowie in that band, and I think he was a pretty fantastic guitar player. So I'm going to play a Tin Machine, the title cut, and their namesake song. And then one by Living Color. Vernon Reid was certainly a monster guitar player as well. And I'm going to play one of my favorite songs of theirs off their first album, Vivid. What's Your Favorite Color? Their theme song. But we'll kick it off here with Free and All Right Now.
She stood in the street, smiling from my head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. Home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, love above. Now you're trying to trick me.
All right. Fortune, back to birth, bring the sonic anger trapped behind the doors and right between the eyes.
All right, Living Color there. What's your favorite color? Before that, Tin Machine did the song Tin Machine. Start out with Free and All Right Now. Some guitar greats. Maybe a little less known than some of the big names, but still some great guitarists. I'm going to keep going here after I remind you that you are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community and community radio here in the Gallatin Valley. 95.9 on your FM dial. KGVM.org online. And I want to thank an underwriter here and hear about an upcoming event and hear today's labor history in two before we keep going. KGVM thanks Pine Creek Lodge for their support. Pine Creek Lodge in the Paradise Valley is a unique live music venue featuring shows under the stars and among the pines. Pine Creek's back window features food truck style dining options, and they sell domestic and local beers and wines. The following shows are coming up at Pine Creek: the Mountain Grass Unit on Wednesday, June 24th, Johnny Dango on Thursday, the 25th, Two Nights of Mole, Friday and Saturday, the 26th and 27th of June, Terrapin Flyer on Sunday, June 28th, The Wallflowers with Early James on Wednesday, July 1st, Cruz Contreras and the Black Lilies with the Two Tracks on Thursday, the 2nd, The Fossils on Friday, July 3rd, Independence Day Special with the Red Elvises along with Emma and the Ledge on July 4th, Bronwyn Keith Hines with the Pickpockets on Sunday, July 5th, and many more. You can find more information, schedules, and tickets at pinecreeklodgemontana.com. They hope to see you soon for some music between the pines. Bozeman, this is your weekend. The Slam Summer Festival is August 8th and 9th at Bogart Park, and it's free. 2 days of live music, local art, food, dance, hands-on activities for kids, a beer garden, and more. Slam supports local artists and musicians right here in our community. You can spend Saturday at an art workshop. Start Sunday with a free yoga class. Slam, August 8th and 9th at Bogart Park, for free. Details at slamfestivals.org.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1947. That was the day the despised Taft-Hartley Act became law. It was a direct retaliatory response to the 1946 post-war strike wave where millions walked off the job after waiting years for basic demands. The labor movement mobilized against the slave labor bill through numerous rallies. The AFL joined the CIO in threatening 24-hour strikes across whole industries in protest as the bill wound its way through Congress. 11,000 soft coal miners in Pennsylvania walked out in a spontaneous protest strike earlier in the month. The bill passed over the veto of President Harry S. Truman, who would invoke it a dozen times over the course of his presidency. Many union leaders hailed Truman as a friend of labor for his 11th hour veto. Labor Party advocates were incensed that of the 219 congressional Democrats, 126 voted in favor of the bill. Practically overnight, the labor movement had been pushed back 25 years. Taft-Hartley was nothing short of disastrous for the American labor movement. With the stroke of a pen, the act criminalized many of the actions key to historic union victories in the 30s and 40s. Jurisdictional strikes, secondary boycotts, solidarity strikes, closed shops, and mass picketing were just a few of the most basic trade union activities now outlawed. The act helped fire the first shots of the McCarthy Red Scare by mandating that union officers file non-communist affidavits with the government, which was later found to be unconstitutional. The act also provided the ammunition needed to strangle strikes by empowering the president to easily acquire strike-breaking injunctions. And it allowed for the rapid growth of right-to-work laws at the state level. And because of Taft-Hartley, the union movement has suffered ever since.
All right, labor history in two. I think that should be required studying for a lot of us. It turns out that, those students of history will know that this is a cyclical thing, and we've been through some of these things before. Maybe they're worse now, but this era of skyrocketing wage and income and wealth disparity, I guess, it's not the first or second or 18th time we've seen that, so maybe we should figure out what people have done in the past and, try it again. Anyway, I should stow the soapbox and play you some music. I'm going to play a cut by another one of my favorite guitarists, Jorma Kaukonen, and I'm going to play a cut from when he was in Jefferson Airplane. After he and Jack Cassidy left Jefferson Airplane, they formed Hot Tuna. They've been doing it ever since. I just saw them out at Pine Creek last fall, late summer, and they were fantastic. They're always a blast, and you know, it's a good time to sit there and watch Jorma play guitar and Jack play bass. So I'll play a Good Shepherd and then kind of get a little more modern and play a cut by Dinosaur Jr. Jay Mascus is certainly a monster guitar player as well. I'm going to play a cut off of their album Where You Been called Going Home. And then Jack White from his album No Name, I think, I don't know if it's his newest one. It's pretty close to his newest one, I think, with Number One with a Bullet. We'll start out with a little Good Shepherd here, Jefferson Airplane.
Shore. Stay out of the way of the bloodstained bandit. Oh, good shepherd, feed my sheep. One for Paul, one for Simon, one for Toomey. My heart rejoices. Can you hear my lambs?
the place you said you'd meet me. I don't see you hanging around. If that's all you ever tell me, it seems you don't wanna be found. Don't come over, can't get lower. No more meeting, I've been beaten. Got a blast of what I should be busy doing. Yes, I'm lost. Wanna tell you that I miss you, but I'm pissed you blew me.
Above you is a
This is Jack White, number one with a bullet. Before that, Dinosaur Jr. did Going Home. Started out with some Jefferson Airplane and Good Shepherd. That does it for the show today. I want to thank you for tuning in. I'm going to be back at 7 o'clock for Rummaging in the Stash. I've got a show tonight from May 22nd with Vanity, Icarus, and Gooch Slam. So hope you'll tune in for that. Hope you'll keep it tuned right here to KGVM. Democracy Now! Is up next. Have a great evening, everyone.